This episode of the Infamous Podcast is brought to you by the Flying Pork Apparel Company.
The Flying Pork Apparel Company is an awfully long name to fit into a 15-second ad. We're most likely going to have to cut it short, but our designer tees and customer services are like way long on quality. Visit flyingporkapparel.com and shirt yourself, folks. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to this very special episode of the Infamous Podcast. I'm Brian.
This is Johnny.
Why is it special?
The Star Wars Podcast. What is it? The Infamous Star Wars Cast.
The Infamous Star Cast.
No, then it could be Star Trek.
I guess.
Star...
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. See? We could do either one.
Or we could do like other things that have star in it. Maybe. Starman.
Starman.
Yeah.
Star-Lord.
Star-Yars. 1980s toy that nobody even knows about.
Brave Star.
Ooh, there you go. Another 1980s toy that nobody knows about.
Anyway, hey, we are reviewing...
Jason and the Star League. I think that's something, yes, too.
We're reviewing The Last Starfighter today.
On this, yes!
Very special episode. Spoilers. You know, it's been out for 40 years. No, we're reviewing Rise of Skywalker, and there are spoilers. We are going to spoil everything.
I thought we were doing The Last Starfighter, The Rise of Alex Rogan.
Dude, that should totally be the second movie, and I would like...
No, The Rise of Lewis Rogan. Yes!
No, whatever, like, Maggie and Alex's kid are.
Maleks?
Maleks, The Rise of Maleks Rogan.
Yes.
No, he would probably be named Centauri Rogan.
Would he betray them and
join up with
Zor
in the Conan Armada?
Zor in the Conan Armada.
Well, Zor's dead.
No, he escaped.
Oh, he did. That's right.
That was the cliffhanger. Yep. They were supposed to do a sequel.
They were supposed to do the sequel. I love that movie so much. That's one of the ones I own in like every like format.
Oh, wow. So, okay.
Or have owned in every format. I don't have VHS tapes anymore.
You should have a VHS tape of a movie you really love.
Well, but I gave you my VHS player. So.
You still should have the VHS tape of something you really love.
I don't have room for all of the VHS.
I don't even have your VHS player anymore.
Oh.
I just have one VHS player in the house.
It probably died. Or did you give it to your mom?
I donated it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Anyway.
They don't even take those anymore.
No?
They don't take real TVs. They don't take old TVs anymore.
Interesting.
I don't think they do. Hmm. I haven't tried to donate that TV to mine yet to put your TV up there. Because I've got to drill a hole into the stand.
Oh, of mine?
For you, the one you gave me to be mounted. Yeah, well.
You should tell me that.
I walked. No, it has a hole in the base.
Yeah.
I have to drill a hole into my TV stand.
Oh, do you need me to come over and do that for you?
No. No, I realize that I walk heavy. I'm a heavy walker.
Hold on, wait.
So my house...
Did you just learn that?
My house, the floors kind of bounce. Yeah. So if that TV was just sitting there without being screwed down to it, it wouldn't be working anymore. Yeah. So...
Kidding. All right. Yeah.
But I walk heavy.
We are talking Rise of Skywalker.
I walk like a Sith.
We are talking spoilers. Dude, when she hit the ground...
Spoilers. In case you didn't hear it, spoilers.
Lots and lots of spoilers.
So if you haven't seen the movie, because this will be what, Sunday?
Yes, Sunday. So it came out on Thursday the 19th.
And this will be Sunday the...
22nd. And we're recording this on Friday.
Happy holidays.
By the way, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy New Year.
Happy Hanukkah.
So,
Happy Life Day.
Happy Life Day. Happy Boxing Day.
That's the one thing down at Batuu I wish they would have had.
Life Day?
Is Life Day, because there was Christmas decorations everywhere else. And I'm like, you've missed the Life Day thing.
Yeah, well, you know, they're not that big of fans. What can I say?
You know, there should have been a shirt that said... I went to Life Day and all what I got was this shirt type thing.
Yeah.
And that would have been cool.
Interesting.
Chewie in a red robe.
Chewie dyed red?
No, in a red robe.
Yeah.
For like the special.
Yep.
Just walking around.
Just walking around, chilling. All right, I'm just going to start by saying I really like this movie. I've seen it twice. We're recording this on the 20th. So that Friday. I went Thursday night at 7. And then I took the Kidbot 07 to go see it today at noon. So I've seen it twice.
What did she think?
Once. So I spent.
Did she cry?
Almost.
Okay.
But not at the part you think. Well, you might think, but like not the most part people would think a 12-year-old girl would cry at. And then I watched her reaction.
Chewy with the metal? No? Oh.
I watched her reaction to things, and I'm definitely terrified about where her face lit up and where it didn't. So we can get into that.
Kylo and Rey?
Kylo Ren is her favorite character.
Wow.
So she cried.
Well, she was mad then because he died.
No, she was stoked with it. She loved what they did with him.
Well,
so
what they did with him was expected.
So let's jump back a little bit. So since we've been introduced with the character of Rey, you, Johnny, have been saying.
Oh, we're gonna go with that
first.
I'm just
jumping right into it.
Because I was literally in the theater going, yes!
So I never said you were wrong. You know,
I've stuck to it, though. This is one of those ones where I've never gone back on what I've said. I was like, because I said she was either related or a clone.
Right.
A Palpatine.
And so as we've gone back,
as everybody else's wish she was a Kenobi and all this stuff, I'm like, no, she's a Palpatine.
So as we've been talking about this for going on, what, 4 years now? Just about, what, Force Awakens
2017?
Was? Yeah, so three. No.
No.
2016.
Was it 16? Yeah.
Yeah. So
sorry, I lose track of time sometimes.
Anyway, so we've been talking about this.
Was it 16?
It was 16 or 15 or 16.
Because
you know what, I have a machine.
I was gonna say we all have machines, but like my brain is not working today. Because if Last Jedi was 2 years ago, it was 15.
2015.
Yep.
So this was like the first big Star Wars thing we did, right?
Yeah.
And you came out of it and you're like, she's a Palpatine.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I jokingly.
And I was kind of guessing, but I was kind of like analyzing all the pieces.
Sense. Yeah. So I always joke that she was a Bridger. You know,
yes.
Ezra Bridger was her dad. But that was never serious, and we all knew this. And like, I just got a good laugh out of trolling people for that. But as we talked off air, you know, like, I've always thought you were right.
Where I pulled the chalkboard out, like the old chalkboard, and went, and wrote all this stuff down.
It's your beautiful mind room in your house.
Exactly.
With all the strings and stuff.
Exactly. That's what the vaulted ceiling in the living room is for, so I can attach them to the ceiling and bring them down to points.
So I will say, when it came out, when Kylo told her that, or told Rey, Haley's face freaking lit up.
Uh-huh.
It was awesome. And she was like, so, because when we were going in, she's like, Dad, I think Rey's a Palpatine. And it's like, well, that's, and she goes, I came up with that on my own. I was like, no, you didn't. You've heard Johnny say that for years.
Yeah.
You know? She's like, no, I came up with it. I was like, do you want me to go back and replay the podcast that you've listened to and you've been a part of?
Yeah.
Anywho. But so she was super stoked with that.
She's the one listener.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's just because I make her. Like, I do the, like, you know how on Clockwork Orange they have the eye things? That
nice.
I have the ear things. Nice. Like, it holds her ears open to make sure she listens.
The whole time you've been saying Daryl was the Patreon. That's really Haley,
really
isn't
Haley.
It? She puts a dollar in a week.
I will say, both showings, I was intrigued by the crowd reactions.
Mine was quiet.
They were audible.
Nice.
Like, just gasps. And I thought that was really cool.
I think I went to a screening with a lot of people who aren't real Star Wars fans that just claim to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wore my Celebration Chicago Rebel shirt last night.
Yeah.
So that was cool. I knew nobody would be wearing my same shirt. I wore my Rise of Skywalker shirt from Celebration today, and I'll wear my Rey shirt tomorrow just to, like, you know, give people who don't like Rey a middle finger.
I think everybody likes Rey now.
I hope so, man. I've liked Rey all along.
I've never had a problem with
Rey. Rey's been my favorite character in the trilogy. But yeah, so
Rey as a character has stuck to the same
arc. Yeah.
Whereas the Poe Dameron in this movie is not Last Jedi Poe Dameron.
No, he's the Force Awakens.
He's the Force Awakens Poe Dameron.
We'll get to all that. Let's jump back now that we've got the whole, like, Palpatine, what we think about the movie out of the way real quick. This movie started off.
So what you're saying is I was right.
Yeah, you were right.
I was right.
So.
You don't know the power. Unlimited power.
I was hoping he'd say that.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll get to that. Like, because there's a lot of great, like, mirror moments.
You don't
want to
jump around?
I do kind of want to jump around, but I want to jump back to the beginning first.
To the beginning of the movie.
The beginning of the movie.
Okay.
I love the way this movie started off. With him, with Kylo just cutting through a swath of unknown aliens. Like,
you know, yeah, we still cut down to a spaceship in space, and then we go to a planet and, you know, these guys are defending something, but we don't know what they're defending.
And like, Kylo's the last man standing. He takes his...
Him and one First Order trooper back in the woods, like, walking out, like...
Hey, is it over? Can I come out now?
Is it okay?
So I thought the way they shot it, you know, the judicious use of slow-mo was really cool, watching how he used all different parts of the lightsaber.
Right, they were giving you the whole viciousness of Supreme Leader Ren.
And then him getting the, what I thought was a holocron, but was what they
called... Close enough to a holocron.
They called a wayfinder.
Which... In the credits, there was literally a guy that was a holocron keeper.
Yeah.
Like, that was his job. And I'm like, so those were holocrons. Yeah. They were just wayfinders.
Wayfinder holocrons that you didn't have to use the force to open. But anyway, like, I really love that. And then we got to jump to a whole nother action sequence with the good guys, with the resistance, whatever you want to call them, with Poe and Finn and Chewbacca and R2 and 3PO and the slug from...
Explorers. No, he looks like a cross between the aliens from Explorers and a slug.
Yeah.
I was like, but I'm like, that's cool because, you know, you're acknowledging that there's aliens in this universe, which I complained about the last movie
So many aliens. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
So,
like, thanks for taking that portion of the budget and actually contributing more creatures to the universe.
You know, they find out there's a spy, they have a message from the spy. And then we had a great Millennium Falcon spaceship chase.
Yeah.
And they did something that they've done in books and cartoons and stuff like that with the lightspeed skipping.
Yeah.
Which I never thought we'd see in a movie.
The only person who could do it would be Poe Dameron.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I love how, like, they're like, you can't do that. And he's like, watch me.
Watch me.
Right?
Yeah.
So I thought that was really cool. And then...
I like that he apologized to Chewbacca when he bumped the wall.
Yeah, he's like, sorry.
Like, sorry. I know, sorry. But yeah, I really thought that was fun. Like, just, you know, the whole sorry.
Right.
You know, I know it's your ship.
It's your ship. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Nobody could decide on whose ship it was.
It's Rey's. Well, Rey called it Han's ship.
Chewie acts like it's his ship. Yeah. And everybody else was calling it Rey's ship.
Yeah. Because when
the scavenger ship.
Yeah.
And then they still called her scavenger.
When Rey came up, she's like, what did you do to Han's ship?
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was really cool. That was a good moment. So... I've been waiting for this version of Finn for three movies. Well, for two movies going into...
There's an interesting theory that I'm going to throw at you with him, too.
So Daryl and I were talking about this going into yesterday. Like, we wanted to see a more serious version of Finn.
Yeah.
Because he's a stormtrooper. He's not lighthearted, and he shouldn't be lighthearted.
He's seen some bad stuff.
He's seen some horrible things, and he's been through a ringer. And when he... So when he sat down in the gunner's chair... At the belly of the Falcon.
Yeah.
And he was all business.
Yep.
I was like,
oh, well, sweet. And it's a good compare and contrast the Force Awakens, where he had no idea what he was doing. And that,
right?
Because he was just a maintenance guy.
Right. Janitor.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, he gets in the gunner seat and has no idea, and he's just trying. And then he gets in the gunner seat in this, and you're like, he's been practicing.
Oh, yeah. Well, so it's a year. Since
it was it just
the Battle
a year?
For Crate. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it said on StarWars.com.
Okay.
So
they're the
right.
Yeah.
I can't
argue with that.
I made sure to go look that up before we started because
year makes sense though. I mean, you know, that's pretty much like what we got between
A New Hope
and Empire was a year. I mean, Return of the Jedi is like,
it's like
a year and a half.
Somewhere between 6 months and a year and a half.
Yeah. Yeah.
So but yeah, and then we'll get into
the a time period passed.
Yeah.
Between, you know, they've seen some action and
they have ships now.
Everybody that was part of the resistance that wasn't in Last Jedi is with them now. Yeah. Your buddy, Snap Wexley. And
let's not pour one out for Tom and Wexley.
A few other people. A few of the aliens that we've seen in the first one
yep.
were back in so, this one.
The three Black Squadron pilots who were still alive,
yeah,
were Poe, Snap, and then the alien. Well, four actually, and then the alien with that flat like face with the kind of.
Well, no, he was the one from the second.
No, he was part of Black Squadron, and then Nine Nub is part of Black Squadron. Yeah. So anyway,
I don't remember that many of Black Squadron dying though. So
in the comic, they killed a bunch of them.
Oh, okay.
So in the Poe comic, anyway, and they,
but the Poe comic takes place before Force Awakens.
It starts before Force Awakens. Oh no, you're right. It does.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
They killed people. Never mind. They killed people.
Well, like Jennifer Henwick was in, and she survived.
Yeah.
So she didn't come back.
Anyway, they, it was really great. Like seeing the resistance. Dominic Monaghan was in there, although he was a little distracting. Like, because it's like, oh, hey, look, it's Dominic Monaghan.
Charlie.
Not Ray's ship.
Han ship. That would have actually been funny. Like, that's not Ray's ship. That's Han's ship.
Yeah, right? Right up on the glass as they're getting ready to take off. Not Ray's ship. And then Ray cuts her down. Cuts him down with the lightsaber.
He wasn't, like, distracting to me, but I thought it was funny that he got more screen time than Rose Tico did. That poor character.
Kelly Marie Tran is a really good actress.
I was sitting there thinking, man, I bet she wished she would have got killed off in the last movie.
I didn't dislike Rose as a character.
It was just the character.
The problem with Rose was the arc that they gave her.
Oh yeah,
and the background that they gave that character.
If she would have been more like she was in this movie and that movie,
yeah,
I would have been like, okay, this character is acceptable. Mm-hmm. More,
yeah,
because this movie she was more straightforward, more military,
yeah,
acting,
yeah, she was very like hardened, which you know,
a year will do that,
yeah. So,
when she realized that Finn didn't love her,
yeah, I kissed you
and you don't love me back.
I also think at the same time, like, there's certain characters that they consciously took a step back from,
well, yeah,
so
Luke Skywalker.
Well, so I had expected to see way more of Luke Skywalker in this movie than we did.
About 15 minutes into the movie, I didn't.
I thought,
because I thought that the Emperor took up what would have been Luke Skywalker's role.
I was hoping that Luke's Force ghost though was gonna pester
Confront.
Kylo.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Be like, hey, ha, you can't catch her. I did like that their Force connection was still there, and then it was explained later on.
I get
in the
end,
movie
totally makes
why
sense.
They had that and why that was special and what that meant was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, you're too far away.
Oh, I was just leaning.
No, I know, but you were just too far away. No, when you were, I had to adjust your thing. I had your volume too high. Anyway,
sorry, technical issues.
You killed the fiend once already.
Blow the speakers out here soon.
Pretty much. Anyway, So Rey's training course was really cool. I thought that was fun.
Yeah.
And she's been doing that for a while, right?
And that Leia was her master.
Which, you know, okay.
That was interesting.
That was very interesting to see.
Well, I mean, you find out later in the movie that
she had been through some training.
She had been trained.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Leia decided, like, this is, we're doing the jumping around thing. Leia decided at a certain point that she could have been a Jedi, but she decided not to be because she's seen visions of what would happen if she became a Jedi and decided it wasn't for her. Because it would have affected
Ben,
and it did anyways. But
I think it was a different thing than what happened.
What did you like the explanation of Snoke?
I did. I loved it. It
I
was
told
great.
You that
and
one
yeah,
was
and we had talked about that
like,
too.
Man, he's a clone.
We didn't need to know anything about Snoke out of The Last Jedi. When he killed him, he killed him.
Yeah,
like, I didn't need to know any of that. Like, but the fact
I just
like
that he's like. I killed Snoke, and then he's like, well, I'm Snoke, too. Like, the Emperor's like,
goes I'm every does, voice that's ever been in your head.
Yeah, the Sith.
Yeah.
I am all of the Sith.
So Snoke was never a Sith, though.
But he could do the voice. Well, he was, but he wasn't, because he had the powers of a Sith. Because
Kylo is not a
Sith. He threw lightning bolts.
Yeah.
He threw lightning bolts, and that's usually a Sith thing.
That is a, yeah.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where the only reason he was a Sith is because he was a botched clone of... Palpatine.
Whatever, yeah. I liked
Palpatine and a mix of probably some other people.
I liked that there was just a vat of like three of them just kind of hanging
like
out
pieces
in there.
Of them.
Yep.
Not even a full body.
But the training thing though.
I was like, when did Star Wars become a horror movie all of a sudden? Because like the whole beginning of the movie is like a horror movie. Like when he gets to
First gets to
Alamar or whatever. I forget the hell Exodor.
No, Exilis or so in the Expanse there's a planet called Illis and
I literally thought it was Malachor at first.
Yeah, well, I don't know why they didn't call it
the Malachor. So. I'm like, because when that temple shows up, I'm like, that looks like the one that was at Malachor.
Right. I thought they went to where Vader and Ahsoka battled at first, but no.
Yeah, that's Malachor.
Yeah, no, I'm saying I thought they went to Malachor, but that's not what it was.
The temple was there, and that was.
Yeah.
I like that he was kind of zombie emperor there for a minute.
Right? He was attached to the machine that was keeping him alive.
His eyes were all whited out and his fingers were all screwed up.
It was really, really cool and creepy.
That means that somebody had a net at the bottom of that pit that Vader threw him into just to catch him.
Right?
Like, there were Sith on that. Well, there was. There was his Sith loyalists were on there. We just didn't see much of that scene. And so I'm like, yeah, somebody caught him.
Exegol. Sorry.
But like somebody caught him in the pit.
Oh, yeah.
And that because his hands were damaged from where the lightning bolts came back down on him. And that his face was damaged from that. And I'm like, man, they did a really good job with that makeup.
Like, I like the missing finger and,
the
and
makeup
everything.
Was like so good.
The makeup for everybody looked really good. I'm sad that it took to get to the third movie to get Rey and Finn and Poe working together, because the three of them have chemistry, man. They're like they work really well together.
Movie, like you said, you know, in our text chain, you could forget episode 8 and just call this episode 8. My thing about that is now I would like to know what JJ had planned for episode 8 and which of it is in episode 9.
Right.
Because I get the feeling that some of what we would have seen in his episode 8 or whoever would have been in it and he would have produced it, I get the feeling that some of it was in this movie.
So you and I are far and away not full-on haters of
I'm not
going to
burn Lucasfilm gates down because of episode 8, but like I'm not going in out of the way to watch episode 8.
Never again.
Like when episode 9 comes out and I have it, I will watch the trilogy together over a period of a week probably and see how I feel about it. But I don't need to go watch that movie by itself ever again. So I'll watch Force Awakens. I enjoy Force Awakens.
I watched Force Awakens and Last Jedi earlier in the week.
I watched them before we went to Celebration.
Yeah.
That was enough for me.
That's the last time you watched. Well, I
started watching Force Awakens the other night and just was too tired to finish it. So
I'd watched Force Awakens earlier in the year,
with Star Wars is spongy.
Yeah.
So a lot of it just sticks in my brain.
I just like to watch Star Wars. I mean, plain and simple.
Like, you know, it's one of those things where I'm just like, I haven't watched any of the movies since right before Celebration. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is just because there is a lot of overkill on it now.
Oh, yeah.
And that, so I'm like, I watch it when I want to. So. What are highlights for you? Like, instead of skipping around, were highlights in the movie for you?
Highlights. Rey's, Daisy Ridley's hands.
Yeah.
The way she like used her hands to do like the force type stuff and moving stuff around. Like she has like, it's going to sound weird. She's really expressive hands. Like they're long and thin. Like it looks like she has big
hands.
Like
she's got an excellent hand model hand.
Right.
Yeah.
like George Costanza when he was the hand model. Let's see, her fighting the Crimson Guard in the crypt.
Yeah.
In Palpatine's crypt was a highlight. Anything with her and Kylo was a highlight.
Okay.
Anything with the three of them together was a highlight. Anytime
Poe, Finn, and her.
Yeah. The
actual trilogy. The trilogy. The Trinity of this movie.
And then
this trilogy.
Carrie Russell was a highlight. For what little she was in there, I thought she was 100% solid gold. And then anytime there was a spaceship battle was a highlight.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's a lot of the movie.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. That's, you picked a good amount.
I I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed this. And I know I've seen it. I saw the movie twice in less than 24 hours. And I'm really looking forward to seeing it a third time with my wife and the kid.
Tomorrow
at noon. So
I probably won't see it for like another week or
which
two.
Which is fine. Yeah. Well, the only reason we're going tomorrow is because she hasn't seen it. And there's no way Haley won't spoil something for her if we go more than a day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you already kind of spoiled something, Ray but
Skywalker,
I don't think she was paying attention.
It's called The Rise of Skywalker. Yeah. So.
Oh, that's the last thing is the things, how they bookended certain things. So like Kylo and Han.
Yeah.
The way they bookended that scene, the way that scene should have gone.
Yeah.
Had he not, you know, and then when the Emperor is talking to Kylo, when he was talking, it was like when he was talking to Anakin at the opera.
Yeah.
In episode 3. And then
Rey at the beginning when he was talking to him and that. Yeah.
And then Rey on Tatooine with the twin sons in BB-8, which went back to Luke over the pit of the moisture farm.
Yeah.
The suns were setting.
Yeah.
Like, I really thoroughly enjoyed all of that.
You didn't feel like you were being fan serviced?
I don't care.
Okay.
Like, I honestly don't care. I enjoyed those moments greatly. I'm 6 months younger than Star Wars.
Yeah.
So I've had Star Wars my whole life. Like you, I remember the dark times where there was nothing new on the horizon and all we had to fill ourselves with
novels,
were books and comics.
Yep.
Which, again, was a great time to be a Star Wars fan, but
I mean,
to stick with it, but
give Bantam and Dark Horse most of the credit for this trilogy and for the prequel trilogy, because if they wouldn't have published the Thrawn trilogy books, if Dark Horse would not have done all the stuff that they did,
right,
publishing old stuff, publishing their new stuff, we wouldn't have got prequel trilogy.
Nope.
We wouldn't have got sequel trilogy because that lit, to misquote a line from Star Wars, that lit the fire that gave us those movies. I mean, that lit the fire that gave us, you know, Anakin's story and gave us Rey's story and, you know, showed us the true evilness of Palpatine, because Palpatine's probably one of the greatest villains in movies.
Now, I mean, now it's
he was when he showed up in Return of the Jedi.
He was in the top
10. I mean, when he was in Return of the Jedi,
now he's
the
top 3.
You know, you're like, this is a badass guy. And then like to see where his origin story root it from.
I mean, his origin goes right along with Anakin's, right?
Yeah.
So
him and Anakin.
What are your highlights?
I liked Carrie Greene. I liked that they didn't show her face totally. Like
Carrie Russell.
Sorry, not Carrie Greene. Carrie Russell. I liked that they
saw her eyes. That was it. That was awesome.
I was like, that's great. And that I liked that her and Poe had something.
Yep.
And that, you know,
the smolder there at the end where
he's like, hey,
you
want to kiss?
Like, yeah.
You want to kiss? So,
well, because he asked her and she's like, no.
I enjoyed Anthony Daniels.
He did great.
I enjoyed.
This was his best outing as C-3PO.
Yeah. This and Empire probably were like the two best.
But for part of Empire, it's just his voice.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if he was in the suit the whole time, because there was a couple times where C-3PO was walking around and he looked pretty athletic, like a little more athletic than you would expect 3PO to be. So I don't know if that was Anthony in the suit or not. But when he was, he just has those mannerisms down. It was great.
I enjoyed the redemption of Kylo Ren, or the redemption of Ben Solo.
So that to me goes along with the like any moment with Rey and
I like just seeing a lot of aliens.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's that thing where I'm like, I think the one thing I complained about with Last Jedi more than anything was there wasn't enough aliens in it.
There were no. I mean, there were
like
a couple, maybe three or
one
four.
Or two.
Yeah.
One or two.
So
and a lot of animals.
Yeah.
I liked the introduction of Jaina and where that group
came
from.
And that whole thing. That was really interesting.
Yeah.
Like,
so I have a theory that obviously won't go anywhere because they're not going to do any movies. But Elva threw it out at me as we were like sitting there watching the credits. And at one point, Finn wants to tell Rey something.
Right.
And they're getting sucked down into a sand pit. And he's like, Rey, I want to tell you, like, before we die. And, you know, everybody's assuming I love you.
Right.
Is what he wants to say. And Elva said, What if he told her that he could feel the Force?
Maybe.
He keeps talking about the Force. He talked about the Force since Force Awakens. Mm-hmm. But at one point, he senses her.
When
he's on the Falcon and she's dying, he senses her. And Elva said, what if he's part of the Force? And I said, that might have been what he was trying to tell her. And then I was like, maybe that's why his programming didn't work.
Yeah. And maybe like, that's what the other ones too.
And I said, what if they all were, and I told her that last night after I got home, I'm like, what if they all had the Force?
Yeah.
I said, and they all, their programming didn't work because of that.
Yeah.
And she goes, that would totally make like sense of what was going on. And I'm like, that's why I said to her, I would have liked to seen what JJ would have done with an episode eight. And like, if that was a storyline that
I would
got
so.
Thrown to the side.
I did leave one thing out.
What?
The Jedi voices.
Yeah.
If at any point in the movie it got quote unquote dusty in the theater, it was hearing Ashley and Freddie and Ewan and Frank and Liam and all those
Sam.
Guys. And Sam was in there. Yeah. Isla Segura was in there.
Olivia Dabo.
Yeah.
Luminara.
Luminara. And then there was the one other one.
Adigallo was one of them.
Yeah, thank you. I was kind of mad. That was the one I missed.
Yeah.
I was kind of sad that there was no
Ezra Bridger.
Ezra, but I got Kanan.
Ezra was not a Jedi.
So here's my question. Is Ahsoka dead?
At the point that this story took place, yes.
I think so, right?
Yeah.
Like, we have to...
She talked in the Force.
Yeah.
So she was part of the Force at that point. And part of the Jedi Force.
When...
I think that being that this is 30 plus years after Return of the Jedi, that, she died from old age, maybe? Yeah,
maybe.
Because we don't know how her species ages, just like we don't know how...
Yeah,
We don't know how the child ages. We don't know how Wookiees age.
So there was the ghost was in there.
Yeah.
And I have to imagine it was
Colossus
Jason.
Was in there too.
I saw that. That was cool. I have to imagine it was Jason Syndulla as the pilot.
Might have been.
I don't know if it was Hera at this point.
Too,
but
I was so hoping that would have been something that they would have thrown in, like at the end was that landing and Vanessa Marshall walking down.
That would have been so cool.
The land and
would have stood up and cheered.
Just like, you know, interacting with Lando
yep.
would have been kind of a cool thing. Because she knew Lando.
She knew Lando, so. So.
She knew them all.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was.
Other highlights, like I loved the lightsaber battle on the Death Star junker. Like when they're actually using the Force to push themselves up into the air or to not be pushed over by water.
Right.
I was like, yeah, that's pretty interesting.
I like when she pushed his blade aside.
Yeah.
With the Force, which we've never
and
seen.
And then he did it, and it was like the blade was blurring.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's an awesome effect.
Because he was trying to use the Force to give it that extra oomph, and then she pushed it away. And you've never seen anyone do that before.
Yeah.
I do want to point out, if you're not watching The Mandalorian, and you're like, how can the Force heal people?
That's
fuck
the
you,
new,
go watch The Mandalorian.
That's the new Jedi
that's
power.
That's why they put it in.
Yeah.
That's why they let The Mandalorian go out.
Well, they were talking about
before.
A new Jedi power, and it's like, that's the Jedi power, and that's why The Mandalorian aired Wednesday night before the movie, because they were, or Wednesday, the day before the movie was premiering, because they were giving you a primer, pretty much, of Jedi can do this.
I'll be honest, though. You know how many people I've talked to, they're like, wait, it was out on Wednesday? Like,
well, yeah,
I didn't get to see it yet. They like
Disney Plus put it all over Instagram and
I get
everything
it,
else,
but like,
people weren't paying attention.
Yeah,
well, people get into a
rhythm.
A sync, and that's.
But, and we'll talk
John
about
Williams
that
soundtrack.
Stuff. This was a good one. I mean, they're all good ones.
Well,
don't get me wrong.
It's the thing that, like, Revenge of the Sith. At the end of Revenge of the Sith, during the credits is literally a mixture of everything from everything, and this one. Was literally the same thing, except it was the whole movie.
Yeah.
Like, there was just... I would have loved to hear Duel of Fates when they were fighting at some point, and that would have been awesome. I liked the way the Emperor was taken out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what Mace Windu was doing, and she did
it. Oh, Mace,
it.
That was the other one we forgot.
Yeah,
Mace Windu was one
Sam
of the
Jackson.
Voices. Oh, I thought... Yeah.
Not Sam Witwer.
I think Sam Witwer. Yeah. Sorry.
Sam Jackson was the other voice.
Yeah.
They're all listed on... IMDb now, who all the voices were.
Yeah, I saw.
And that, but just that. I liked Lando. you know, coming back and just sauntering on and mm-hmm. off as he wished to.
Yep.
So that was fun. I liked the way that they cut Carrie in.
Mm-hmm.
Was well done.
I like the...
And to end her story the way they ended it was yeah. well done. So
I like the flashback to her and Luke.
Yeah, when she, yeah, that was when Luke was training her. Yeah.
Okay, I have a couple nitpicks.
Sure.
I want to get to one. When Rey, one, I really liked when they developed that they could hand stuff off through the other space.
Yeah, because it happened in the last movie once, yeah. and then like it's like you start seeing.
And
it.
So when she handed off a lightsaber, it should have been Carrie's lightsaber. It should have been Leia's lightsaber going to Ben. He should have. Well, hold on. Just hear me out. Because his mom, because she, Leia, brought on the Han memory, right?
Yeah.
She saved him. She brought Ben back.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I would have liked for him to have had his mom's lightsaber and yeah. not Anakin's. And especially because it's not Anakin's lightsaber anymore or Luke's. It's, well, but it got busted and Rey had to fix it. So it's Rey's lightsaber.
See, I think
that
Leia
at that
fixed
point.
It.
Well, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Because Leia knew how to work lightsabers. She built her own lightsaber.
It's beautiful. So it was beautiful. Yeah. I like that's one now that's added to like if they have that on the legacy list at Galaxy's Edge.
Oh yeah,
of lightsabers. Yeah. That's Rey's new lightsaber.
That was pretty cool. Yellow. I like the flip design on that one.
The yellow blade.
Yeah,
she's Guardian.
Yeah,
so she's the Guardian of the Jedi.
She is the Jedi.
She is okay, so let me get into my nitpicks.
Until Finn and all them reveal that they're force sensitive and then she'll train them all.
That's
all
right. That would be good though. All right. So the all of the Sith living in Palpatine, all of the Jedi living with Rey.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, Avatar already did that.
George Lucas wrote that a long time ago.
I get he did, yeah. I know. But it's like that kind of when she had the two lightsabers up and she brought them together, it was very just reminiscent of like Wonder Woman's one move in the movies where she crosses the bracelets.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of feel
it was a beck and call back to what Mace was doing.
It
to
was.
Him.
You're right.
And that, except that she had the power of two lightsabers, right. which could deflect the force blast.
Absolutely. And again, these are tiny nitpicks.
I just thought it was
these
great.
Aren't anything. Oh, I loved it, and I fanboyed out for it for sure. The other thing was the Titanic scene when the Star Destroyer was going down, and they were all like sliding down the side of the ship.
Oh, Finn and Jenna.
Yeah. And there were other people sliding down too, but like First
like
Order
Imperials?
Stuff. Yeah. But I mean, other than that, like
our Sith.
They Sith. Were the Sith. No, those were the First Order on that ship.
Oh, that's true.
So, I loved the Sith design of
so
the people
I liked,
on the Sith
like,
ships.
That
and
they hinted stuff that Richard Grant's character was part of the Empire.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, where was this character at the whole time? Like, we needed that character too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked the way they went with Hux.
Yeah. Domhnall like, Gleeson. So,
finally, like, he gets his comeuppance and he shows his true colors.
Yep.
I'm like, he hated Kylo Ren.
Oh yeah,
hated
the I don't care if you win.
Yeah,
I need Kylo to lose.
Yeah,
tells you everything. And so, did you read the Phasma novel, right?
Nah.
Okay, so
they're not continuity. At this point, they're not because if you watch this movie and then what you tell me, it's like, no.
So well, in the Phasma novel though.
Yeah.
Hux and Phasma. So Armitage Hux, Domhnall Gleeson's character in Phasma killed Brendel Hux, who was Hux's dad, right? Who was Armitage's dad, who had started the Stormtrooper program, the conscription.
But
and
Hux
everything.
Is the most Shakespearean character,
absolutely.
In Star Wars.
But Brendel was horrible to him,
And
he would beat him and stuff like that. And then Phasma finally like stood up to him. He's like, "You're never touching this kid again," and then killed him. And then they were both very anti Kylo.
Sure.
So, but yeah, this
because
it
it's that thing where it didn't work before.
Right.
It's not going to work now.
I did like the shoot me in the arm and he shot him in the leg.
Yeah.
That was fun. But yeah, all
they'll
in, like,
never think that I'm a spy if you shoot me.
Yeah. Richard E. Grant like knew he was the spy
all
along.
Just kill him.
So I did like when they put that alien's head on the table. That was cool.
Oh, yeah.
What did you think of the Knights of Ren?
Boba Fett?
Yeah.
Literally, they're Boba Fett.
I did like how they kind of all like squared off against
Ben.
Well,
it's that whole thing where that was something, you know, was just so, echoed to the past.
I don't know. I mean, and we'll probably find this out later on. I feel like that was a reshoot because Adam Driver's hair was completely different in that scene than it was in any other scene in the movie.
I just thought he got a haircut between becoming...
Like when Luke went and got the Just for Men treatment before showing up on Crait.
You know. No, I think it was the whole thing where, like, the Kylo hair and the Ben hair was different.
Well, but then it went back to the Kylo hair when he was in the chamber, in the crypt.
I don't pay that close attention. It's just a movie.
It's not like I was paying that close attention. Right. It just kind of stuck out to me, you know?
The hairdresser part of you was like, yeah. So, oh, my God.
You know, I'm so worried about my hair all the time.
Why did he do that?
So. Well, we can't all just have naturally like just messy hair like yours.
Hey, you know what? But it's beautiful at the same time.
I have to work to make my hair messy.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
you know, it's sad that people actually have to do that.
Dude, my hair grows straight out.
I put my hand right through my hair, and it's like
so. Fun, Brian.
Man, the wind blew through his hair, and it just stayed like that.
Fun, Brian. Fact: my hair grows out straight in every direction. Yeah. So you know, I gotta put a little effort into it. But yeah,
I just have naturally wavy hair.
Yeah. No, I thought
it's
this
a
was really good.
Power.
The when they met up with Lando, that was cool. That whole desert planet thing was cool.
Well, just like the whole
and
thing.
And I like that it happens once every 42 years.
Yeah.
That really made me laugh.
But just to give the whole Rey background and like you see the ship and you're like, wait a minute, ain't
that looks
ship?
Really familiar.
It's like, ain't that the ship?
Cause and then she's like, I've seen this ship before.
Yeah.
So
In a flashback. As we all have.
All right, the Death Star, the falling apart Death Star.
Was sweet, the throne room, and finding out that there was hidden chambers in the throne room. Who knew?
Who knew that Palpatine had hidden chambers anywhere? What did you
think? We did, because we watched Rebels.
Yeah. So, what did you think of the Force ghost or the Sith Force or Dark Side Force ghost?
It was more the tree from Dagobah.
Yeah.
That's what it was. She went through the test, and she came out without turning to the dark side.
No, but...
She didn't cut down her dark...
She didn't.
Dark version.
But when she came out of the... We'll call it the tree.
Yeah.
And Kylo ended up with the Wayfinder.
Yeah.
And she was, give it to me. Like, she was definitely channeling the dark, some dark side stuff there.
Done putting up with the crap.
Oh, yeah. She did. She's
like, enough, emo boy. Give me my map.
I do have to say, Daisy Ridley.
What?
You did amazing. You're so.
They
like,
all did
so,
this time.
But like so, but Daisy has.
I tell you what.
I'm not saying any of them didn't do
amazing. JJ knows how to get people to do their best performing.
Yeah, yeah.
JJ brings the best out in people when they are performing. That is why he is in the position he is in. Because, like you said, John Boyega, like there's the Finn we've been waiting for.
Oh, and I will also
I mean, Oscar
say,
Isaac, thank God for bringing back the Poe Dameron from the first movie.
I will say, J.J. Abrams, you're now forgiven for Cloverfield.
Why?
I know he didn't direct it, but he produced it. It made me mad. Well, I still blame him for it.
Anybody can produce a movie.
But,
I mean, if you have the money, you're producing stuff.
No, but... I just Daisy, like she's grown so much into this character. I don't want this story to end for Rey. I want to see more. Like what I would, you know what I'd really
like to see?
An animated
series would be nice.
I would like to see in like 6 years, another set of movies where it's Poe as the Chancellor of the New Republic and, you know,
whatever it is.
Whatever's next. And Rey is the guardian of democracy or whatever they're doing and
Rey
Finn
would be
is,
the guardian of the wills.
Yeah, there
she
you go.
Would literally
yeah.
become that thing.
And then, you know, Finn is the head of the military and the three of them are keeping the galaxy safe and you know
the first thing I thought after the movie's over and she decides on who she is animated series.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we know Dave does a good job with animated series. Mm-hmm. We know that there's a lot of good writers working on the Lucasfilm team. We know that Daisy Ridley would be happy to do her voice. We know that Oscar, who's already done his voice on Resistance, and we know that John Boyega would come in and do his voice. And I'm like, you could jump around if you wanted to jump ahead and show them a few years later. But I'm like, that's a way to do it and keep the cost down. And it's a new Disney Plus series. Disney Plus, I give you that one.
Cha-ching.
Yeah.
We just want to be voices of like mechanics or something.
A droid.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, yeah, we want to be droids. I liked her Jedi mind trick when the guy's like, oh, welcome.
Yeah. The stormtrooper's like, hey, how's it going?
Hey, guys.
The rumor is one of those is Harry Styles.
Oh.
Yeah, really? Seriously. He was the short one.
He did look a little short to be a stormtrooper.
No, in the First Order, everybody's included. Yeah, it's an all-inclusive stormtrooper.
Lots of women. Lots of women First Order troopers.
Yeah, but they wear armor just like Phasma did. And I'm like, cool.
And so you can't tell.
You can't tell who's who. Yeah.
I liked Kylo's.
No femtrooper armor with the boobs and that.
It's like, I liked Kylo's quarters. The all white, you know.
I like that the Vader mask survived.
Right.
His Starkiller base destruction. Yeah. But yeah, it was a good movie. Like on a whole, it was a good movie.
Okay, so Snap Judgment.
Snap Wexley?
Did
you cheer at that point?
I did cheer. And people looked at me.
I seen that and I just was like, yeah, somewhere Brian's just like rolling around on the ground in a happy way.
So, you know what? You know what? For this movie with JJ, I'll bury the hatchet with Greg Gumbrick too.
He was fine in this movie.
He was actually. I liked the part where
they're like, "Stop being so serious."
Yeah,
like
that made me like.
So
I thought that was good. Like I
he's
did.
Like, "Oh well, hey," and it's like, "Okay, all right." But yeah, that was fun, and that you know, it was just fun to see a lot of the people that were there from the beginning, like still there, and that
you know, Billie Lord, she was great.
Yeah.
I liked her hair, the dark hair this time out. That was.
Do you realize that she's the same age her mom was in Return of the Jedi? So it's like, hey, cool.
Okay, so quick question: everybody just kind of fading out. Is that a Skywalker thing?
It's just a Jedi thing, I think.
Because, well, Qui-Gon didn't fade out; they had to burn him.
Well, right, but he became one with the Force after that.
Well, but that was because of work he had done before that.
Obi-Wan faded out. He didn't get down.
Yeah, so like that's why like I'm just kind of curious because we've seen Jedi get killed like a lot.
Yeah.
So like none of the younglings faded out.
A lot of people didn't, but I think it was that
Sky Lucas didn't fade
out. The novelization of Revenge of the Sith explained that Qui-Gon had figured out the next level.
Right.
And that's where Yoda and Obi-Wan figured it out,
when
too.
Yoda
Qui-Gon trained them, pretty much.
Well,
in the novel, it's
so remember in the Netflix series, Yoda goes and finds the lost
the
episodes.
Yeah.
So Yoda finds Qui-Gon and helps him back.
Right.
And then learns that way.
Right.
And then Yoda's the one who sends Obi-Wan off. To do it on to learn it on Tatooine.
Novel, it wasn't written like that. In the novel, it was written, your old master has contacted me, and we're going to teach you a new way.
Right.
And it's like, you know, I think that just because the Skywalkers were so powerful in the Force, that they just were one with the Force. Like Anakin was the chosen one.
Yeah. And then in the Master and Apprentice book.
Did Anakin not bring balance to the Force in the end?
He did.
I mean, yeah, you know.
Well, and he said
through his
grandson, I'm glad you brought balance back to the Force like I did. You know, Anakin brought balance and then threw it out of whack and then brought it back and then, you know, it got out of whack after Luke.
But I think that the whole point of it wasn't the way the prophecy and any prophecy works is it's not that person.
Yeah.
It's going to be something that has to do with that person. So Ben and Rey brought
balance
to the Force.
Mm-hmm.
And that,
I would have liked
getting rid of the Sith pretty much.
I would have liked to have seen more Ben. Like Ben, not Kylo.
Like
a little more
Ben.
You know, I like that Rey when she explained to BB-8, like, I gave him some of my life force.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'd do the same, which he did for Dio.
Right.
And then she gave some more of it away to to Kylo.
Right.
To Ben at that point. And then Ben gave it back.
Right.
That was all Ben had left.
And that's why he faded away, is because he did the righteous thing. Mm-hmm. And he had become one with the Force at that point.
So
I really like.
But you have to remember, there's the living Force and there's the cosmic Force. And most Jedi die and go off to the cosmic Force.
There's just the Force.
There's not. Anyway.
Where is there the living Force and the cosmic
that's
Force?
All in the books and stuff, in the Qui-Gon stuff, and talks about it. And they talked about it in the Clone Wars when they were on the planet with the brother and the sister and the dad.
Yeah.
They talked about the living and the cosmic Force, the two sides of it.
It's all one thing.
Because when you die, you go back. And like, if you can commune with the living Force, you can be a Force ghost.
It's all the Force.
I mean, it was in the original Thrawn trilogy too. That way,
it's all the Force.
I'm sure, yeah. But not everybody can be a Force ghost.
Put it to you this way: the reason why people come back as their Force ghost is because
the story needs them.
No, their story, like for them, like my way of looking at it is anybody like Obi-Wan, Yoda, which really Yoda only showed up in Last Jedi as fan service. Mm-hmm. The reason why Obi-Wan stayed around after he was, you know, cut down was because he still had more to do.
Yeah.
And that, and it's one of those things where Luke in this movie shows up when Luke should show up.
Yeah.
And that, to guide his apprentice.
Yep.
And showing up at the end to guide her to who she is.
Yep. Who you
who
are.
Who you actually Luke really
and Leia
are.
Were like, hey, yeah.
Well, she did kiss Kylo, Ben, so she married him. Isn't that how that works?
I think so. And death to us.
It's like, no one should ever kiss Rey because they're gonna die.
She took she took what little bit of life force he had left
and then sucked the rest out of him as a vampire. Rey's a vampire. In Star Wars universe, there are vampires.
Yep.
No, I think that what they did with Ben worked well.
So we had talked.
He should fade away.
We had talked about, like, do we want to see Kylo be redeemed? Before we've had this conversation,
I wanted to see it,
and I was let's let him stay the villain. But that was before we knew they were bringing Palpatine back, right?
Yeah,
like you can't have Kylo Ren as a villain and Palpatine as a villain. I liked that.
That's where
Kylo,
I said I would have been curious
him.
To see what would have been like if the story, if Ryan would have used the ideas that JJ gave him,
right?
And seen where it would have went, because I think the Emperor would have been revealed by the end of
that.
That would
have been
movie.
The end of the movie. That transmission would have gone out that they mentioned in the crawl.
Yeah. So, I mean, but I was happy that he was redeemed, the way he needed to be.
I think we'll get that at the end of the second season of Resistance, that call out.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I need to catch up on that.
I haven't watched any of the second season yet.
Yeah, I watched the first couple, but... You know,
I watched the first episode. Well, that's not true. I watched the first episode at Celebration.
Right. Yeah. 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 We all did that. We're at Celebration at that panel.
Anyway, all in, I really enjoyed this. It's up definitely in the top quarter.
I haven't decided where it fits into that whole.
You know, I have the benefit of having seen it a second time.
Yeah.
So
my brain's still processing what I seen.
So I'll be honest, like, I did spend a good chunk of the first showing waiting for the other shoe to drop and be like, I need to just rage quit Star Wars.
Like you were going to be like, what did you do, JJ? You ruined my childhood.
Not even that. It's just like, why is this so bad? But like, I'm going to say this. The critics who are just panning this shit right now, get the sticks out of your butts.
Like, I haven't looked at any
this,
of that stuff.
I just
I don't
happened
care.
Before you got here, I was looking at just through. Like,
I don't even consider myself a critic, even though we're talking about this stuff. But
I'm
like,
not a critic. I'm a fan. I like it.
Yeah.
We
I think, like, my first thought coming out of this movie is it's an exhausting movie.
Oh, yeah.
Not in a negative way. But it's just like they're on the move.
Yeah.
Like, almost continuously, you're moving.
It's like a David Tennant episode
and
of Doctor Who.
I'm like, this is what Empire Strikes Back felt like.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know where to put it in that. I'd give it like a 8.5 out of 10.
Solid 8.5, 9 for me. Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't have much nitpick.
My nitpicks are all just kind of minor and like jokingly, because it feels like there's some homages to other things. My only
major nitpick would be, where did he get all the Sith cultists from?
He made them.
I don't think so. I think they were just people that were...
Maybe they were on... Maybe it was like it's with,
people that have been around since he's been in power.
So remember the original Thrawn trilogy?
Yeah.
And Sabaoth had that planet
where
they were all loyal to him.
Well, right. That's what I mean. Like, these people...
But he used the dark side of the Force to kind of confuse and sway them to his cult.
I don't think that was it. I think it was just these are people that have been... loyalist of the Sith.
They just
forever
hung
and
out in the uncharted territory.
When
the
Palpatine fell at Endor, they're
the ones who gathered him up and like, hey, let's go.
Like, the dudes that are in Return of the Jedi that are in the robes that are, you know, it's the same as the guy who's at Vader's temple in Rogue One.
Oh yeah,
they're not Empire.
No,
they're Sith worshippers,
and they're like the fire.
Man, did they all just evacuate to this place?
They're like the fire priests
building Star Destroyers. Like, these people that were running the Star Destroyers were kids of people that were part of the Empire,
right?
And that, I mean, great designs.
All the ships look great.
The beautiful uniforms of the gunners,
like
with the red helmets
and the red piping. Yeah, and like, well, and when he got healed with his red, his red shirt underneath.
Yep.
One thing I would have liked to have seen is for his face to actually be fully healed and not bear any of the scars.
Oh, like he would have
been
Ian
McDermott.
Yeah.
I think that would have been really cool.
Back
and then
Revenge of the Sith looking Ian
then
McDermott.
It would have been like a really cool, moment where his face goes back to scarred.
Yeah.
And then burns away.
Burns away, yeah. But yeah, that's what I'm
But
like,
again, that like the way they did it, he looked amazing.
And it's one of those things where like, I don't feel like everybody was like Sith troopers were getting overhyped.
Were they?
The figures and all that, because it looked cool.
I do. I have two of them.
Right. But I'm like, I don't feel it was overhyped because they were just a story plot point. It's not like the Praetorians where they were overhyped to a certain point, but they still had an awesome scene in that movie.
They had an awesome scene in this one too.
Yeah. The Knights of Ren?
No, the Praetorians that Rey fought.
See, they look like Emperor Royal Guards. Like, they didn't look like Praetorians.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah,
they were the
Emperor's
Royal Guards.
They were dressed like Royal Guards,
so.
And I was like, cool, they showed up again? Awesome.
No, the Praetorians, you're right. No, they were stupid.
Yeah, but so. I thought they were, like, their scene's great in that movie once they show, like, what they can do.
Right.
And that, but I'm like, they should have just made them the Knights of Ren. Like, they should have been the Knights of Ren. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we thought that
like,
might have been what it was, and it wasn't.
I want a black series of every single one of those Knights of Ren.
There
because
were so,
their costumes,
their masks
were like
are
great.
Awesome. Their weapons are great.
But I was like, as soon as they follow the Millennium Falcon out of an asteroid field, I'm like, Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Boba Fett. Nope, not Boba Fett.
No.
Like, one of them could have taken their mask off and been like, I'm Boba Fett. And I would have been like, Totally makes sense of why you all are here.
Why you're able to track the Falcon
Another
the way you
Another one would have taken
are.
The mask off and been Ming-Na, and you know, then it would have been like, tie-in!
And then Mando.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't take his mask. He would take his Knights of Ren mask off, but then his Mandalorian mask is on underneath.
No, I told you that.
The youngling
that
takes
his
mask
his
off.
His mask is in Doc Ondar's shop.
Yeah, you said that.
So
is that
Mando,
canon?
Yeah, that's canon. What happens at Batuu is at Batuu.
Not what happens in Batuu stays at Batuu.
Well, it's spread throughout the mythos. But yeah, his helmet's like on display, like for sale, not for sale, but Doc Ondar selling everything in his shop and that. But like, I'm like, so at some point he does take his helmet off.
Interesting.
When he retires.
Yeah. Or dies.
This is the way.
All right. I am so happy this movie is as good as it was.
Now, can we get Solo episode 2, please? I would like a second Solo.
So
movie.
I rewatched Solo this week as well.
Yeah.
And I didn't dislike Solo.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was unnecessary, right? Because it was an answer to a question nobody asked. That being
that,
said,
that was more just, you know, I think when they asked Lawrence Kasdan to come back.
Yeah.
and co-write Force Awakens. Mm-hmm. I think he was like, I want to do a Han Solo movie.
Fair enough.
Yeah, because it was him and his son that co-wrote that movie.
Yeah. Before this came out, of the new batch of movies, I would say it's the most fun movie.
Yeah.
I think this might be the most fun movie to watch now.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
I've watched Solo 10 times. So when I get to see this one 10 times, like, you know.
But yeah, I'd like to see a Solo episode too.
I would like to see Khaleesi back with Darth.
Yeah,
Maul.
I want the conclusion of that story so we know why Darth Maul was on Malachor and met Ezra Bridger and Kanan and Ahsoka and why all that happened. That would be cool.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And I have spoken. Yeah, is that the other one? I have spoken.
I have spoken.
Poor. There's like pork wills. Literally like tagline after tagline. And I was joking around with somebody. I told them that somebody should make a shirt. Like, remember when Daryl Dixon was the big thing on The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
And it was like, if Daryl dies, we riot.
Yeah.
There should be a shirt that has the child on it. And it should say, if the child dies, we riot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That'd be funny. Yeah. Okay.
But don't make that because Disney will cut you down.
Is Galen Merrick, you know, Starkiller, is he a canon? Is Force Unleashed still considered canon or
no,
is that
it's a legend
out?
Now.
That's a legend now. Okay.
Yeah.
So I would like to see.
Because that was pre-Disney.
Okay. Because I'd like to see Sam, like, used live action some way, Whitwer, not just his voice.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he has the best Maul voice.
He has the best Maul voice.
So
Ray Park is the best Maul.
And, you know, Ray Park did get into shape, fighting shape for the role.
And then didn't get to do anything. Yeah. But that's why he should be able to come back.
So I read somewhere that someone thought that Maul's lightsaber was an old Inquisitor's lightsaber.
Really?
Because it's got the curved part. Like, you know.
But
you
the
know
Inquisitors
how
came after Maul.
They came to get him. Like, he's fought Inquisitors.
Right, but Inquisitors... Well, are you talking about his cane saber?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, the way his, like, the hilt thing goes on his, it goes up. It's not going into a circle.
I think he just designed it.
Yeah, I think
it's
one
a cane. It was a cane, but it was, like, he was, like, one of those...
He wanted
to
hide it.
He's an 18th century Englishman, like, pulling his sword out of his cane and being like, I got you.
Like in Kingsman.
Well, it literally was a thing where when he pulls that thing, nobody was expecting that was a lightsaber.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody's like, what? That's a lightsaber?
Where did that come
from?
Yeah,
so, I mean, but yeah, I would like to see them, like Dave Filoni could do it. Yeah. I mean, he could write that story and complete that arc of what... what's her name?
Kira,
yeah. Kira and Maul, like what the whole thing was with the Black Sun.
Or Black Sun, yeah.
And all that, and why he ends up, you know, partially crippled, I guess you would say. Yeah. He did have a limp, so did Han give him the limp? Who knows? That would be kind of cool that Han shot Darth Maul in the leg first.
Messed up the servo.
Messed it up to the point that he had a limp.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Vader shows up.
Yeah.
Interacts with Maul. That would be kind of cool.
So, I know a lot of people who did not watch Rebels were posting about lately about how they want to see the conclusion of Maul and Obi-Wan. And it's like, just go watch Rebels, Twin Sons. It's a great episode. Best animated lightsaber battle ever.
Yeah. I mean, the best, like, story before that with the conclusion of Maul and Obi-Wan was in that Star Wars Visionaries book.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's pretty much the same, almost the same.
Close, yeah.
Yeah, like, except that Maul came to kill Kenobi, so he used Luke as a trap. And then in this one, he, you know, finds out that the new chosen one is.
Well, he also lured Ezra there. Try and flip Ezra.
Yeah.
But anyway. All right. Cool, man.
It still may have happened. Ezra may have been one of the Sith that was part of the Emperor. Who knows?
Ezra wasn't a voice, so Ezra might still be alive.
I was going to say, I think that, like, if they do a story with that character, that, yeah, he was still alive, but he's not anywhere in that galaxy.
him and Thrawn are off making the Chiss Ascendancy a better place to live.
That could be a possibility too.
So, because Thrawn wasn't evil.
Thrawn was just manipulative.
Yeah.
Ambitious. He had ambition. So. But I think he was very self-centered too. So.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes.
All right. Well, cool, man.
All right.
Anything else to add?
We're done.
We're done.
We're done.
We're going to fade off into the forest now.
What's your name? Yeah. Who was that character too? Like just nobody. Somebody just hanging out at the brew, just brew and Owen Lars farm. Yeah.
Just the, a fan of the Lars family.
She was living there.
We squatter. Just
yeah, exactly.
I did like how she buried the lightsabers. That was cool.
Well, yeah, that was cool.
That was a cool little.
Would have been cooler if she would have buried them next to Shmi's grave.
Yeah.
But the gravestones were all gone all because gone. They didn't want Luke to know that he had relatives.
So.
Ooh, they're buried with Shmi.
Maybe they are. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
And then she zombifies up and she becomes a dual.
No more zombies. Emperor was enough as a zombie.
Yep. All right, guys. On that note, we'll be back next week. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. I'm tired.
Johnny's going to go home and go sleep.
Retail sucks at Christmas.
All right.
Everyone have a good Christmas.
Go see Star Wars again.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah. Let us know what you thought about it.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
And make sure to like and share and subscribe. Leave a
what?
A review.
I was going to say, like where us. Are they? Where are they listening to us at?
If you're listening on iTunes, that's great. Subscribe on Spotify.
Spotify?
Yeah. Listen to us on Spotify. There that's like the best podcast app right now.
There you go.
Anyway. All right. Actually, you know what you guys can give us for Christmas? Is take and introduce this show to one of your friends.
There you go.
And ask them to introduce it to one of their friends. And that would be great because we're all geeks and nerds and weirdos and we love all this stuff.
I like that one. I'm a weirdo. We should share. I'm not a geek or a nerd. I'm a weirdo.
That's why I put weirdo in there.
That's right.
So
I'm the weirdo.
All right, guys. On that note, we'll see you next week.
And may the force be with you.
Later. The FS Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Sunday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @infamouspodcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show to bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny online at Johnny Podorf, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. Music in this episode was provided by Michael Henry from meetmichaelhenry.com. So, whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.